I'll read one more, which I like, called Portrait from the Infantry. It's not exactly a portrait of one man. It's a composite portrait of three or four guys I knew who had really been in the infantry in World War II. It's called Portrait from the Infantry. He smelled bad and was red-eyed with the miseries of being scared while sleepless when he said this: "I want a private woman, peace and quiet, and some green stuff in my pocket. Fuck the rest. Pity the underwear and socks long burnt of an accomplished murderer, O God of Germans and replacements, who refused three stripes to keep his BAR, who fought not to fight some days like any good small businessman of war, and dug more holes than an outside dog, to modify some Freudian's thesis, no man can stand 300 days of fear of mutilation and death. What he theorized was a joke, to keep a tight asshole, dry socks, and a U-deep hole with you at all times. Afterwards, met in a sports shirt with a round wife, he was the clean slave of a daughter, a power break, and beer. To me, he seemed diminished in his dream, or else enlarged, who knows, by its accomplishment. Personal life wrung from mass issues in our bloody time and lived out hiddenly. Aside from sound baseball court, his only interesting remark was, in pointing to his wife's belly, if he comes out left foot first, the way you forward march, I am going to stuff him back up." "Isn't he awful?" she said.